Good morning. Starting the first edition of a new series called Douchebag Tuesday. It'll probably end up in burning flames and not work out, but hey, fuck it. We're taking a big old swing of the bat in this pod, and we got absolutely nothing to lose, so it's not rocket science. I'm gonna break it down for you. We're gonna talk about a guy who's a total douchebag every Tuesday. That's the goal. That's the goal. I've had this in the bank for a couple months, and I've always known who I was going to start with. If you don't know who he is, look him up on Google, and I guarantee you've seen him and laughed at him before. Andy Elliott, he's like a salesman, motivational, inspirational speaker, except he's an absolute total douchebag, and I pray to God no one listening to this takes him seriously. It's funny because his actual like message isn't bad, but like the way that he portrays himself and other people and gets his message out is like literally the most douchebag, douchey thing of all time. It's ridiculous. I don't know. Just he is like a microcosm for like the typical ridiculous guy that has all this following and just is fucking horrible. Let's start with what he wears. He wears the tightest clothes on the face of the fucking planet. He literally, it's like you put on a shirt, like a short sleeve shirt, and khaki pants, and then like vacuumed it, and it just he has horrible posture too. He's probably in his late 30s, early 40s, I guess, mid 40s. I don't know. He's in very good shape, but he looks ridiculous. Because his pants, his khakis, or his whatever athletic joggers, I don't even know, they look ridiculous. Stop like 6 inches above his ankle, and he doesn't wear socks and like has these dress shoes. So it just works out with this like weird, like quarter naked kind of look that looks fucking so stupid. And then he has this short sleeve shirt that like is tighter on the biceps. Again, like an absolute douche. So that's what he looks like. Let's talk about what he fucking does. He keeps telling people at these like seminars or lectures or whatever you want to call them. He's like, "Yo, come up here," and he'll like use a guy as example. He's like, "Take your shirt off." The guy takes his shirt off in front of all these other straight guys, like normal people do. You know, like when was the last time? Like, I'm sure you remember the last time you took your shirt off in front of 100 straight guys. And the guy like won't be in great shape. He won't be in bad shape, but like he's not like a fucking bodybuilder. And the guy, and you'll literally be like, everybody, like if you want to work for me, you have to have a six pack. Like that's like rule number one. We all have six packs. First of all, oh my God, that's a douchebag. And he's like if you can't, like next time, like I want you to think, like if I can't look in the mirror and I'm not happy with myself, like I gotta sell more and make more money and like get my life together. Shut the fuck up, dude. You're so ridiculous. No one takes you seriously. That's at least what I hope. I mean, even the guys, people that are there are like gotta be laughing. This is so fucking ridiculous. Yeah, you just keep like there's like 20 fucking videos online of him just being like, take your shirt off, take your shirt off. Take your shirt off, dude. Why do you still have your clothes on? We're all naked in here. Another line he has is he talks about his wife. He's like, if you're not naked and making love to your wife all day, every day, like you gotta take a look in the mirror and make more money and love your wife. Like, oh my God, shut the fuck up. He has a line where he'll ask a guy, usually in like the front row of the audience, he'll be like, if I told you that your family got kidnapped and the kidnapper said he's going to kill your family in a month unless you triple your revenue for that month, would you be able to do it and save your family? And the guy's like, yeah. Like, there's never like an enthusiastic like, yes, Andy. They're like, you just going along with the bullshit. Yeah. Well, let me ask you something. Why does it take your family to get kidnapped for you to make triple the amount of money? Oh my God, this guy just unlocked the secret to making fucking money, man. Just imagine your family's kidnapped all the time. That's a really healthy mental state to be in, to make more money for your family that you think is kidnapped. I just, my God, fucking absurd. Who would like who becomes a person like that? That's like, I'm gonna make the most insane videos and be an absolute dick to everybody else because I know how to sell Chevy, you know, fucking Toyota Camrys or whatever. I don't even think, is that even a car? Goddamn. You know, Chevy Equinoxes. I can sell them. So I'm gonna talk to 100 people about how to make more money. Shut the fuck up. His wife is just equally as douchey, but just doesn't have as much exposure and a following to get shit. She looks like one of those female bodybuilders with the fake tan and super dehydrated, and just she goes on stage in a bikini and gets a silver medal and Nobody actually thinks she looks good, but the female bodybuilding is, we'll talk about that in another episode. It's just ridiculous. But the wife has this bit where she's like, I only spend 20 minutes with my kids a day. People, you know, my friends and other people will tell me they spend 2 hours with their kids. And I'm like, you're wasting opportunity, time, and money. What? Like, what planet are you on? And she goes on, she supports her take by saying that when she's with her kids for 20 minutes, she is totally there and she plays Ring Around the Rosie and she surprises them whenever they don't know what's coming. How about you just hug your kids and spend an hour with them at least? My God, the fact that an hour seems like a total reach is hilarious here. And her kids definitely seem to be like 6, 7, 8 years old or younger. How about we wait a decade and see how your kids end up? And then we start, you know, maybe advertising your parenting style. That definitely won't work out because your kids didn't have a fucking parent in the house for 23 hours and 40 minutes of the day. I mean, my goodness, what do you think is gonna fucking happen? Your kids are gonna lose their minds. I mean, I don't want to, you know, put a real life example, but watch out. Let's check what's in that kid's backpack. My God. So that wraps up the first edition of Douchebag Tuesday. I'll see you next week. And I never know how to end these, but fuck Andy Elliott and his wife.